Now, Galesburg's Evening News continues on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
It's 5:13 at Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight, and I'm happy to have join us on the line right now as we wrap up the legislative session this week is State Senator Chuck Weaver, who is on the line. Senator Weaver, thanks as always for your time. Welcome.
It's great to be with you, Will, and I hope you had Dan on yesterday, so you started in a good way.
Yeah, certainly.
I'm sure you educated you.
Certainly did, and at the risk of sounding like a rerun, I'll ask you to start with the same thing I asked him. We know that you voted against the state budget, and it kind of rankles me, and I imagine it rankles a lot of people that, despite the fact that, you know, we've had all this time to craft a state budget, it was, as usual, shoved through at the last minute. And that I wish there was a way that we could finally get past that method of legislating.
Yeah. So there are three different budget bills. One dealt with horizontal infrastructure with regard to the Capitol bill. Another was vertical infrastructure dealing with things like universities, and that's private universities as well as public. And then finally, the budget itself. And between those three, they were filled with more taxes than I could name in the amount of minutes you want to give me and to really explain. But a really creative taxation going on. There's a fourth matter relevant to taxes, and that's, of course, the constitutional amendment that's going to be on the ballot in 2020.
Right.
With regard to that, of course, also passed, which will deal with the graduated tax. So my no votes were really, you know, there's a few things in there that are important. We've got to figure out how we get our infrastructure fixed. And there was the gas tax is going to go directly to fix our horizontal infrastructure, and a lot of people support that. But I wanted to be very clear that when we are adding all these taxes, that I am not going to support tax increases until we figure out that we have to fix our pension problem.
Yeah.
So the governor is going to say, hey, I put $9 billion to pensions. Well, the problem is our state actuaries said we're supposed to be putting $13 billion to it. So here we added all these new taxes and still are not funding our pensions the way we're supposed to.
But I think, though, that said, the governor's original proposal was to stretch out those payments even further, and with sort of a, I don't want to say windfall of income earlier in the year that caused him to withdraw that proposal. Like, I guess I imagine in terms of funding pensions, it could be a lot worse, couldn't it?
Well, okay, so there was a little over $1 billion of windfall that they got, and instead of stretching out the pension payment, which would have been very foolhardy, that got us to that $9 billion without having to stretch it out, but we're still short the $4 billion. And we can't sugarcoat that. That was the one issue I was totally opposed to in this budget. The second thing is, are people nuts that they voted a increase for themselves, a salary increase? Legislators voted a salary increase.
And it sounds like they kind of snuck that one into the legislation, didn't they?
Well, they snuck it to the taxpayers. Yeah. There was no sneaking going on. The Senate all knew it, and the House all knew it, that was in there. And I think you need to hold people accountable if they supported that, because, you know, it's not a big number. It's not a big number when you look at a $40 billion budget, but it's still wrong.
It's the principle of the matter.
Absolutely. And our legislators are some of the best paid in the country.
Yeah.
I give mine back to charity. I'm fortunate enough I can get to do that. But these folks are in Springfield to make a paycheck. That really troubles me.
Yeah. You mentioned there aren't, in terms of the tax increases, you're by and large not in favor of them. Do you see a scenario where there might be a point where you would be in favor of one? And I'm just thinking in terms of, you know, at some point, you know, a lot of these things we have to figure out how to pay for these things somehow, although I could imagine that there's a way to do it without raising taxes. But is there a scenario where you might at some point see that as necessary?
Well, something's going to have to be done to come up with this extra $4 billion we have to have. But the problem is what they've just done is raise all these taxes and earmark those towards other uses. Where we could have, you know, you have a dollar on a pack of cigarettes, you've added a liquor tax, you've added now sports betting with 15% that's going to be a tax. Plus, mm-hmm. add another 3% on video. Plus, we added casinos in Chicago. Plus, recreational marijuana that will be 38%. That can be up to 38% tax, depending on what type of product you're buying there. We had all these taxes that, you know, were waiting out there for folks in the General Assembly to go grab. Well, when they grabbed them, they started using them to give stuff away mm-hmm. instead of making sure we're taking care of our long-term pension obligations.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm always short on time.
But, did you write down that list, by the way? That was a long list.
No, I did not write it down, but I have it on tape, so I can go back and listen to it anytime I want.
I'm laughing. Why am I laughing about that long a list? I'm glad I was able to say I didn't vote for it.
Well, as long as we're talking about lists, then is there a list of things in the budget that you would see as good things, even though on the whole you didn't vote for the plans?
Yes. The two things that I always say you have to start with in a budget is education, transportation. Mm-hmm. So education funding was up. That's a good thing. Now, how those dollars get spent trouble me a little bit because, you know, a lot of that will not be going, a lot of that's really targeted in Chicago. But it's also important. A lot of that's going to our rural districts that need it as well. So that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, of course, we have this transportation bill. There's not a person in Illinois that doesn't agree we've got to be fixing our roads and bridge infrastructure. Personally, I'm really pleased. For a small amount of money that I think can make a big difference. I had a bill that for guys that are in, you know, like the QI Life Skills Center, for example, and there's a transition center in Peoria. These guys are out trying to get jobs in these facilities where they're able to go job searching. Well, today you've got to be able to get online to look for a job. You've got to be able to get online to apply, mm-hmm. and they had no access to computers. So that was something that we've added from the Department of Corrections, and I've been very pleased that I was able to get that bill passed this year.
Yeah, something we also talked about with Representative Swanson yesterday. Regardless of how you may feel about other things in the budget or in state government or whatever, the Kewaunee Life Skills Center, for example, has been something that has turned out to be a pretty amazing success story, hasn't it?
Amazing. Don Moffitt was key in that. It was one of the first things I got to do when I got in the Senate, and I continue to watch that. You know, they've had at least two, if not three, welding classes come out of there now, and the next thing they're working on is CDL licenses. But those are jobs that are in demand, and, you know, if we get these guys working when they come out, there's a good chance they don't go back, and that saves everybody money.
Another quote, we're talking with State Senator Chuck Weaver on Galesburg's Evening News, and I'm just going to take as much time as I need because, well, I can. I'm going to ask you another question that I asked Representative Swanson yesterday. I heard a lot of Republicans specifically come out at the end of the session and, like Leader Durkin in the House, I believe, say that they were surprised, or perhaps pleasantly so, that there was a lot of bipartisan work on this budget and on other legislative issues. Was one of those things that that Representative Swanson was concerned about at the beginning of the year, that he didn't feel like it was going to be as much bipartisanship as there was in the past? Do you feel both sides were able to work together? Dan Swanson actually said that it may have worked out a little bit better than some years during the Rauner administration.
Well, there's no question that Speaker Madigan's in charge, and he was not going to let Governor Rauner get any wins. And, you know, Governor Rauner, I believe in 15 years, 10 years, people look back and say he was correct in what he wanted to get done. But his style, he wanted a whole loaf, and he should have been taking a half a loaf to get there. I would say that what's happened this time is at the very end, there was a group of Republicans that said the governor wanted this to be bipartisan, and there were folks that signed on saying we're willing to support it because of pieces. Well, that group the last few days said, wait a second, it doesn't go far enough. And they got a few slices. They didn't get a half loaf, but they got a few slices of some business things that will help, and in exchange they put votes on it. I think that was, you know, it was based on their own districts and what they were, you know, people want to see bipartisanship. I've got a very conservative district, that understands why I have voted the way I voted on these bills, and they support me for that. And it's good that I can agree with my constituents on that. In what may be a more liberal district, they were saying, wait, get along with this governor. But something people need to understand, and this is not a criticism, it's just a fact, and people can make their own judgment. The Progressive Party, of the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, has gone from 22% to 29% to 44% over the last three elections. It's a very powerful part of their party, and that showed up in Springfield this year. So there were a number of Democrats, for example, that stayed off of a number of these critical bills. Those budget bills I mentioned, there's four Democrats stayed off of a number of those. The abortion bill, there's five Democrats stayed off of that. My hope is that the moderate Democrats will join us in stopping some of the progressive issues that my district is a conservative district and does not support. I mean, you take recreational marijuana as an example of one thing that there's a lot of Dems that didn't support, but also with regard to, you know, now we have full-term abortion where the law specifically says that an egg, an embryo, and a fetus have no rights right up until delivery. And, you know, we all agree, women, you know, that women have, we have to protect their rights, but I don't think there are many people that agree that you need to protect the viability of the child, that those decisions need to be made earlier. Personally, I'm pro-life, don't support it at all, but that those decisions need to be made earlier, and you're not aborting a child 7, 8, or 9 months when viability is a little over 5 months.
Before I run out of time, Senator, let's talk about overall the legislative year for you. What would you consider things that you've worked on that were successes for you this session?
Yeah, so I haven't done my final bill count yet, but since I've been there, I've been a little over 30 bills passed in 3 years. This year was more difficult than last. I think I'm right at about 8 bills. But, you know, the one I mentioned was this, ability for an inmate to get what they need with regard to ability to apply for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I had one bill that I was very pleased to have an impact on. You know, I'm a minority spokesperson for education, and that's where my heart is, support teachers and support what our schools are trying to accomplish. But there was a particular bill that dealt with seat time, and it was going, I believe, too far in one direction. I was able to take that bill and get it to where the teachers' union agreed with management on a bill that really landed in the middle. And that was, I think 10 years from now, I'll tell you, that was one of the most rewarding experiences I've had with regard to negotiating something with sides that were opposed and bring it to a middle that was great for kids. That's good stuff.
Absolutely. All right, we'll end on that note. State Senator Chuck Weaver, thanks so much for your time, as always. Thanks for all you do for the area, and I'm sure we'll be talking down the road, especially once you get back in toward the end of October.
Well, thanks for letting us share our message. It's important our citizens are hearing the truth directly from us.